And hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report as we're joined one final time for the season by Coach Marissa Campbell. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us through the entire year. We've made it to the last one. Where did the season go?
I don't even know. I was just wondering that myself. It's like we blink and it's gone.
Yeah. Let's recap the state tournament.
Okay.
You were able to take four competitors to state this past week. One of them made it all the way to the finals, and we'll get to her in a minute. Let's just take every kid by weight class. Let's start with Zoe, 115-pound representative. Won a couple of matches, fell just a little bit short of the medal stand, but a wrestler that is, man, done so much for your program, and the future is still bright because she's got a lot of wrestling left to do.
Yes, she is younger, and I think that sometimes that plays a part too, you know, age. But she works hard, and she's been doing a great job for us. So going forward, she's got a lot of time left.
Yeah. So when you think about Zoe's season, what are some things that kind of stood out to you, whether it be growth through the course of the year, just getting back to the tournament? What were some of the things you were most pleased?
She was able to battle through some injuries and some setbacks this year. And so that's always a huge compliment to the athlete that they can come through those things and get back to the mat every time.
She had a sister join her at state this year. I thought that was cool. Layla Jones, a freshman, qualifies for you at 120 pounds. Not able to win a match, but when you're a freshman and you can get the experience of being at Omaha, again, here's another one of your wrestlers that has a lot of time left in her career. Getting that experience, I'm guessing, was extremely valuable.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that the experience of being there and being able to wrestle at such a large venue with so many people, it's just incredible for those younger girls.
Yeah. Stacy Medina Lopez, 170 pounds, able to make it to state. She was state medalist a year ago. This year went 0-2 at the tournament. I know she's been battling through some things, too, during the course of the year. But again, another one of those girls that came in at the start of the program last year, gets back to the state tournament. I'm sure you're very proud of what she was able to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she has worked through some serious injuries that last year and this year. And she's one that always comes in and works hard. So I have no doubt in my mind that next year she will go back to state and try again.
Yeah. Ida Bumgarner, 190 pounds, a state finalist a year ago, a state finalist again this year. We kind of look at her road, won in the quarterfinals by fall, won her first round match by fall. The semifinal was tough, but got a 4-2 decision to advance into the final. And then, of course, went up against someone that she's becoming very familiar with, and that is Addison Arvdahl of Sutherland. Arvdahl got the win by a 15-8 decision. But I know that Ida's wrestled her before. They met each other a year ago in the state final. But as we watched the match, I'm interested to get your take on it. It sure looked like the gap was closing because I thought Ida really, really wrestled tough in that final, even though she came up a little bit short.
Yes, I think that we are seeing that gap close. You know, as she puts in the time and the effort to get better, I know that she works in the off season and is really just grinding to try to come away with that win. Addison's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is very good, but Ida is just as good. I think that we just fell a little bit short for anybody who was watching. Anybody that has seen me since we've returned has said 10 more seconds, 5 more seconds,
yeah.
Just a little bit more time on the clock, and that would have done it for us. But I think for us, that's fuel for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of the future, let's kind of look at this season as a whole now. Second year for the program, from afar, just watching it from my personal perspective, boy, you just see where the program just took another step forward. Do you feel that way as you kind of look back on the season now?
I do. I think in a week I'll probably feel that even more.
Yeah.
When things start to settle down and we're back to our routine, I'll be able to have a better chance to sit back and look at our year's progress, especially when I'm pulling records and everything mm-hmm. else. It'll be, I'm sure I'll feel more solidified. But yes, I do think that this program has been extremely successful both years.
Yeah. So moving forward, I think you've got some girls that'll be stepping up, right? I mean, you started a junior high program
yes.
this year, and some of those will roll into the high school program next year.
Yes.
Most likely.
We should have, if all of the eighth graders go out next year, we should have four mm-hmm. incoming freshmen, from our junior high program, and that's not counting, you know, other kids in other grades who have decided that they've wanted to give it a try.
Yeah, great. Before we let you go, I'd like for you to just talk about girls wrestling as a whole in the state. You were there at the state tournament with your girls, obviously, last year. You were there this year. As we watched it again from afar, man, it just seems like the quality of wrestling just keeps getting better, and the quality from last year's tournament to even this year's tournament really stuck out to me. Did you feel that same way?
I did, and I have felt that way this year as a whole. So last year, sometimes we would go to tournaments and they would not have matches in a certain weight mm-hmm. class. You know, we would have to try to move up weight classes or shuffle around in order just to get matches. And this year, that was not a problem. I mean, they had every weight class was full. And in fact, some of the weight classes were stacked. I mean, 32 people, you know, we'd have 16-man brackets all across. And then right there in the middle where everybody's average weight is,
yeah.
we'd have 32-man brackets in there. And so, you know, just the growth of wrestling as a whole has been crazy. And it's been insane to see just at even tournaments, the state tournament, like you said, the quality has, we're getting flooded with girls who are very good.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see for other programs as well.
Yeah, it is exciting to see. Well, hey, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us once a week. We appreciate it very much, and congratulations on all of the success that you and your team had this season. Have a good off season, and we'll talk to you next season. How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach Campbell, joining us on the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.